From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. They did not confirm that he is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Organizers have postponed today's March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister appealed to residents not to attend because police are too stretched with the investigation into the attacks. Emmanuel Follon is the march organizer.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel, and we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
31 people died in Tuesday's attack. More than 250 were wounded. Also in the news, a suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives happened in a town in Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. She says she's one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014 by the insurgent group Boko Haram. A local leader said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished, and she could give them very few details of how she and other captives were treated. Syrian government forces have moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra, recapturing several neighborhoods. Palmyra used to attract tens of thousands of tourists every year. Islamic State took the city from the government in a matter of days in May of 2015. This is VOA News. In his weekly address, President Obama said he has offered the Prime Minister of Belgium the full array, in his words, of U.S. support in bringing justice to any terrorist involved in planning or aiding in the Brussels attacks, those attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Mr. Obama said the coming week, when dozens of world leaders come to Washington for a nuclear security summit, they will also use the time to review joint efforts against the IS militants.
We've ramped up our intelligence cooperation so that we can root out ISIL's operations, and we constantly review our homeland security posture to remain vigilant against any efforts to target the United States.
Mr. Obama said another part of the fight against the Islamic State is to be open to the people fleeing the militants' takeover of parts of Iraq and Syria. A prominent Chinese internet activist living in New York says Chinese authorities have detained three members of his family in southern China in a push to find the author of an open letter calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. Wen Yunzhao said his parents and younger brother have been missing since Tuesday, days after he says the government harassed his family over his suspected role in circulating the letter. Wen, a vocal critic of Beijing, has denied involvement in the letter, saying he only linked it on his Twitter account after the letter had been published in China. Turning now to U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Democratic presidential caucuses, those in the states of Washington and Alaska. Sanders continues to trail former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Richard Shields is a Clinton supporter.
I'm hoping that Hillary is going to listen to Bernie after the election to bring him into the government and make sure that his talents are used and that he's listened to. But I think Hillary is the one. Hillary is the one that's electable and has the talents that we need.
Hawaiians also voted on Saturday. They are still counting votes there. Christians around the world celebrating Easter today, the holiday that marks what Christians believe is the day of the resurrection of Jesus. On the third day after his crucifixion, it is the holiest day of the Christian calendar. Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholics, presides over an Easter Mass at St. Peter's Square today. In a week that included terrorist violence in Belgium, Francis concluded an Easter vigil Saturday with a message of hope, saying darkness and fear must not prevail and imprison the world with pessimism. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.